Welcome to Mystic Living Radio. I'm your host, Larry Lawrence, and this podcast delves into the intersections of science, personal growth, and spirituality. There are many mysteries to each of our lives that are intertwined with our personal domestication into the world. In this episode, let's explore our limitations and the infinite potential we have, and I'll give you some examples from my experiences as well. Obstacles on the way. Nothing binds you except your thoughts. Nothing limits you except your fear. And nothing controls you except your beliefs. Marianne Williamson. Many things can stand in the way of our unlimited potential. In my case, every day felt like a repeating cycle, a monotonous routine of elementary school, middle school, and high school, and college. It all sucked away any sense of purpose and excitement I once had, leaving behind a nagging voice telling me to just conform and blend in. But deep down, I knew there was something more awaiting me. Dreams of distant lands, thrilling adventures, an entire world out there waiting to be explored. Despite my longing to break free, fear and doubt held me captive for years. The very thought of stepping outside the safe space of my parents' care, the familiar halls of my schools, the society's expectations to fit in, they all filled me with a paralyzing sense of dread and uncertainty. It was as if I was standing on the edge of a vast abyss, unsure if I had the courage to take the leap into the unknown. Even as I grew older, I couldn't help but notice the heavy weight of societal expectations pressing on me. From that young age, I was told I could or couldn't do this or that because of where I was born, when I was born, community pressures, peer pressures. I felt suffocated and like I was trapped in a box with no room to grow or to explore. Well, at this point, you may say, of course, you were too young to know any better, and that's kind of the way everything goes. Well, let's look deeper. The illusion of limitations. Love can sometimes be magic, but magic can sometimes just be an illusion. Javon. My lessons, perhaps yours too, is to understand the illusion of limitations. When I say understanding, it means understanding and releasing the belief in limitations. And yes, there are many factors mentioned before that block our understanding of being limitless. Yet, it is the belief that we are limited that holds us back the most. Well, yes, the body and the mind have limitations. However, the you, some call the soul, knows there's more than that. There's more than your fear and your doubts. The illusion of limitations is about your learned beliefs. You have been domesticated, as Don Miguel Ruiz has written. In other words, you have been told since early childhood about who you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to act, and so on. Your life is fashioned then by your family, by social beliefs, etc., etc. This is the illusion. You are not your thoughts. They have become your unconscious. You are no longer aware of the fact that they're operating, that they're controlling your life. Those ego thoughts and beliefs are dictating what's happening in your life. Michael Singer, in his book, The Untethered Soul, suggests this group of thoughts, these thoughts that keep moving around in your head, are roommates living in your head without paying rent and controlling your life. The power of awareness. The world around you is a picture in your mind's eye, created by your thinking and susceptible to change by altering your thoughts and feelings. Neville. At 12 years old, I ventured into the depths of southern New Mexico's caves, some of the great caves that surround the Carlsbad Caverns. And I've gotten lost countless times, sometimes rescued by search parties, sometimes stumbling out on my own. Often enough, it was in the dark silence of those depths that I asked questions like, what is listening to these thoughts? Where did these thoughts come from? Who am I really? In this darkness, I can't see my body. All I know is what I hear in my head. As I opened my eyes to the endless possibilities that lay ahead, I realized these questions started me on the path of becoming more aware of my thoughts and my experiences and my emotions. Then there were the beliefs that had been ingrained since birth. This was the committee in my own head. Later in my teens, as I lay in my backyard one evening, I was struck by the incredible size of the universe. Its inconceivable countless numbers of stars and galaxies that dotted the sky, and the endless emptiness between them. It begged another question for me. Where does all this go in deep sleep? Where do I go in this deep sleep? Where does the world go in this deep sleep? My direct experience is everything goes away. It was this awareness that sparked another realization. I somehow knew I was the link between the inner and outer universe. Because, as I discovered when I went to sleep, it all disappeared, and in the morning, it reappeared. Regardless of what anybody else said, they were part of that waking state. They never joined me in deep sleep. So there must be unlimited universe within me, more profound than I ever imagined. How can I find it? Or had I found it? Or is that who I am in this deep sleep? Well, this awareness began a life of exploration. The only journey is the journey within. Rainer Maria Rilke, poet. It is said that we are connected by an invisible field that unites us all. In moments of deep silence, such as deep sleep, our timeless potentials are unharnessed, and the inherent intelligence of the inner and outer universe open up. You tap, although unconscious, into the unknown. That silence, both the power of your subconscious and the depth of the collective conscious, begin to appear. In this state, you also have access to the realm of boundless creativity. Whether in the realms of art or science or business or any other field, we can materialize concepts and solutions that were deemed unimaginable in the past. It is through our embrace of this silence that imagination and limitless potential become co-architects of our own experience, shaping the world that reflects our loftiest aspirations. The essential quality of the infinite is its subtlety, its intangibility. This quality is conveyed in the word spirit, whose root meaning is wind or breath. That which is truly alive is the energy of spirit, and this is never born and never dies. David Bohm, Cultivating Creativity and Innovation, one of the great quantum physicists. Living with purpose and passion. As far as we can discern, the sole purpose of human existence is to kindle the light in the darkness of mere being. Carl Jung. Waking up to our infinite potential is not just about personal achievement. It's about living with purpose and passion. Yet our actual purpose is to know our true self. By doing so, we contribute to the greater good of humanity. We become beacons of inspiration, lighting the way for others to discover the simple truth of being in a universe too dynamic to understand with the mind. Then our spirit will ripple outwards, creating a ripple effect of a positive change that reverberates throughout the world. If you look for truth, you may find comfort in the end. If you look for comfort, you will not get either comfort or truth, only soft soap and wishful thinking to begin, and in the end, despair. C.S. Lewis. Wake up to the infinite potential and break free from the shackles of your imagined limitations and step into the fullness of who you are. As you cultivate awareness, embrace possibilities and unleash your creativity. You're not only transforming your own life, but also, as the quote from C.S. Lewis says, you're inspiring others to do the same. Together, let us awaken to the boundless potential that resides within each of us and create a world with infinite possibilities. So question the obstacles in your life. Explore the limitations that you've accepted. Be aware you are not your thoughts, your feelings, or your beliefs. Finally, realize your purpose is to discover the limitlessness that you are in a limitless universe. This is Mystic Living Radio, and I'm Larry Lawrence. Visit mysticlivingcenter.org for more podcasts, videos, and my blogs. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.